In this video, I'm going to show you how to install a new Windows Server Active Directory Forest on an Azure Virtual Network. And in this particular case, the Azure Virtual Network is not connected to an on-premises network. The Active Directory Forest I'm going to create is a simple one, and it only takes 5 steps. Step 1, we create a virtual network. Step 2, we create virtual machines to run as DC and DNS server roles. Step 3, we install ADDS on the VMs. Step 4, reset the DNS server for the Azure Virtual Network. And finally, step 5, we create VMs to add to the domain. First, we need to create a virtual network. So we go to the Azure portal and click New. Then go to Network Services, Virtual Network, and Custom Create. Enter a name for your virtual network and choose the closest region. Then click the arrow right here to go to the next step. Leave the DNS servers blank. We'll configure those at a later time. Also, don't select the VPN option either. These options are for virtual networks that are going to be connected to on-premises networks. Okay, so in the next step here, you need to create a name for your subnet and select /24/256 under CIDR to set your virtual network address spaces. Click right here to finish your virtual network configuration. Now we need to create virtual machines to run the domain controller and DNS server roles. Generally speaking, you need at least 2 virtual domain controllers with similar configurations to provide enough fault tolerance and redundancy. Click New, then go to Compute, Virtual Machine, and From Gallery. Choose Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center as the image, and enter a name for your first virtual machine. Then enter your username and password. For the first virtual machine, choose Create a New Cloud Service and enter a name. Let's specify the virtual network you just created, then choose Use an Automatically Generated Storage Account, create an availability set, and enter a name for the availability set right here, and click Next. Select Install the VM Agent and any other extensions you need. I'm going to use the default settings here. Click the checkmark to finish configuring your first virtual machine. And after a minute or so, you can continue to create your second machine. Likewise, click New, then go to Compute, Virtual Machine, and From Gallery. Select the same image as with your first virtual machine. Enter a name for your second machine and a username with your password. And here you need to choose the same cloud service, storage account, and availability set as with your first virtual machine. Make sure those are all checked the same and click Next. Choose the same setting and finish this configuration. Now, after these VMs finish provisioning, I'm going to set up the VMs as domain controllers and DNS servers. I'm only going to show you the steps for the first VM as their configurations are almost identical. Okay, the status appears as running. So let's click Attach to attach an empty disk to your virtual machine to restore the Active Directory database, logs, and system volume. Specify a size for the disk, such as 10 gigabytes, and leave the host cache preference set to None. Let's click Finish. Now the virtual machine is updating itself. When it's running, click Connect to sign in to it, and click Open, and then Connect to the remote desktop. Enter your username and password and click OK. Click Yes to ignore the certificate error. It might take several minutes to get the VM ready for the first time. That's okay. In the Service Manager, click File and Storage Services. Now you need to create a volume on the disk you have just attached. To do that, click Disks. Select your target disk and then click to open the new volume wizard. Click Next. Check whether the server and disk is the one you want. If that's the one you want, then click Next and click OK to confirm. Now you can change the default value here or just click Next. For the drive letter, you can just leave it as default. The file system is NTFS. Check the settings. Yes, they're what I need. And click Create. When the status is all completed, you've successfully created a volume on your disk. Next, you need to reserve a static IP address for this VM. To do this, first you need to download the Microsoft Web Platform Installer and install Azure PowerShell on your virtual machine. After Microsoft Azure PowerShell is installed, run it as administrator. At the prompt, run the Add Azure Account command first to log in to your account. With this pop-up window, enter your email address of the account and password to sign in to your Azure account. Now, after you've signed in, run this command to set a static IP address for your virtual machine, and you need to enter your own service name, VM name, and IP address. Your virtual machine will restart itself to finish this configuration. When its status turns to running, the next step is to connect to it again to install the Windows Server Active Directory. To install the Active Directory domain service, you can use either the Service Manager or Microsoft Azure PowerShell. Here I'm going to use the Service Manager. In Dashboard, click Add Roles and Feature. Click Next to move on and leave the default selection. Click Next. And the correct server has now been selected, so let's move on. Here you need to select Active Directory Domain Services to promote this server as a domain controller later. This pop-up window lists all the features that are required. Just leave the default settings and click Add Features. Active Directory Domain Service has been selected, so no more selections are needed. Here's some things to note about the AD domain service. To confirm that you've selected the right role and features to install, click Install to start the installation. It might take a few minutes to finish feature installation, but when it's completed, you can continue with the configuration by promoting this server to a domain controller. In this video, we'll create a new Active Directory forest, so choose Add a New Forest. Then enter your root domain name and click Next. Here, let's leave the default values as they are. You just need to provide the directory services restore mode password. This option enables you to configure the DNS delegation. So in this demo, we're not really concerned with creating the DNS delegation. So I'm going to click Next to move on. In a real production environment, however, you might be expected to create it manually or allow the AD DS installation process to do it on your behalf. to ensure a reliable name resolution from outside the current domain. Here, we can just leave the NetBIOS domain name as it is. For folder locations, you need to change the default disk C to the additional disk attached to this virtual machine. And you can review the settings before starting the installation. And you can also choose to view and export the script to automate configurations. I'm going to skip this. Click Next. And then the system is going to perform a prerequisites check to validate that it's capable and supporting a new Active Directory forest. When you see this message with a green check mark right there, click Install to start the promotion operation. The configuration might take several minutes to complete, but when it's successful, the domain controller will automatically reboot. After the Windows Server Active Directory has been installed, you'll need to continue to set up the DNS server for your Azure Virtual Network. To do this, first we need to reset the DNS forwarder setting on your DC and DNS server and reconnect to your VM. In the Server Manager, on the Tools menu, select DNS to open the DNS Manager. Here, right-click the name of the DNS server and click Properties. On the Forwarders tab, click the IP address on the forwarder and click Edit. Select the IP address and click Delete. Then click OK to close the editor and also close the DNS server properties and the DNS manager. Then switch back to the Azure portal to update the DNS server setting for this virtual network. Let's click your virtual network, then go to the Configure tab. Under DNS servers, you need to provide the name and IP address of one of your VMs that runs the domain controller or DNS server. And to get the IP address, switch back to your virtual machine. On the Dashboard tab, you can find the IP address. Copy the IP address to your virtual network and click Save. Click Yes to change the DNS server. The virtual network is now updating to apply this change. Now, let's switch back to the virtual machine. Click Restart to restart the DNS server settings of the virtual machine. And while the VM is restarting, you can continue with the next step. Let's create VMs for domain members. Likewise, you'll likely want to create at least two VMs to run as application servers for fault tolerance and redundancy. Here, I'll show configuration for one of them as they have similar configurations. Click New, then go to Compute, Virtual Machine, and from Gallery. Choose Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center as the image. Choose a name for your VM. And then enter your username and password. Here, choose Create a New Cloud Service and enter a name. Select the virtual network you've created, then choose the storage account. Create an availability set and enter a name for that availability set. Click Next. Select Install the VM agent and any other extensions you need. Here, I'll use the default settings. Click to finish this configuration. And similarly, create the second VM with the same settings for the cloud service, storage account, and availability set. After the VMs have been provisioned, you need to sign in and join them to the domain. To do that, click Virtual Machine, and then go to the Dashboard tab, and click Connect to sign in. Click Open, then Connect. Enter your username and password. And click Yes. Wait for a while for it to get ready for the first time. Then in the Server Manager, click Local Server. Open Workgroup and then click Change to change its domain. Select Domain and type the domain name you've previously set for your domain controller. Provide your domain credentials and you'll see a confirmation message. Should look just like this. Click OK. Then restart your virtual machine to complete the domain join. To see the domain change effect, switch to your virtual machine and reconnect to it. Still in the local server, you'll see the virtual machine has joined your domain.